Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5:30 in the morning London time on Monday, the 2nd of December. US President-elect Trump has threatened to impose huge taxes on US consumers via a 100% tariff if countries, quote, replace the US dollar. It is not entirely clear what the President-elect means by replacing the US dollar. The use of the dollar for international trade is a relatively unimportant consideration for the United States, and many other currencies are used to settle trade. Over half of euro area exports are invoiced in euros, as are over 40% of euro area imports. Threatening to tax US consumers over invoicing currency status would be a very peculiar position to take. The reserve currency status of the dollar is different. Reserve currencies are where the proceeds of trade end up, regardless of the currency of trade. People hold dollars and dollar assets because they regard those assets as safe, or more accurately, because they regard those assets as being safer than the next alternative. The only real contender to dollar's reserve status, the euro, has never really made it, because its financial markets are less liquid than those of the United States, and liquidity risk is a black mark against reserve status. Challenges to the dollar's reserve status are thus not likely to come from overseas actions. The main threats to the dollar's reserve status would be a challenge to the rule of law in the US, a breakdown of confidence in the US government's control of its fiscal position, or economic nationalism that either reduces global trade or challenges global capital flows. On the subject of global trade, Korean export and import numbers for November were weaker than had been expected, although the number of economists participating in the consensus is relatively low. There is still export growth, but the trend has slowed recently. While there may be attempts by US consumers to stockpile Korean product ahead of potential taxes, there may also not be that much time to arrange such stockpiling. Korean exports of semiconductors remained relatively strong, suggesting the international investment in technology does remain a trend. However, other areas were obviously weaker. There are a whole series of business sentiment polls out today which add noise rather than information to markets. The trends in the US polls show partisanship and a bias to pessimism, and increasingly questions asked about the economy diverge from perceptions about personal circumstances. Objective data, like credit card figures or satellite imaging counting cargo ships, is more important than our subjective surveys. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.